playing games is done. Adversaries all better run. We're coming up to reach the top. Unbeatable and we'll never stop. We're the ones in charge. Yeah. We're staying living large. Yeah. We're the one who fly. Yeah. They don't ever have a chance. Why do they even try? Everybody, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rock your body, yeah, yeah, yeah. Time to party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause the backseat boys are back.
Hey, welcome everybody here to Spocast. Johnny Cashmere here. We're about to get some more peeps in here. We have a big show for you. Let's get them in. What up, Thomas?
What up? Whoop, whoop. Let me crack a ice cold strawberry red Faygo.
Nice. Red Pop, is that what it's called?
Yup, Red Pop. Two scoops of whoop for y'all. And let's do this thing right, you know. You saw the name of the show. It's Sunny in Philadelphia.
Bonus episode. We are going to recap the Key to the City event just 2 days ago. The Eagles just won the Super Bowl. Philadelphia has officially lost its mind, brother. We're going to talk about all that in a little bit.
Did it ever have a mind to begin with, though?
Good question. We'll see. That's it. Big Eagle celebration, man. They killed it. Yo, Eagles killed it. I got to tell you, though, man, most fun is watching what happens in the city after the game.
Right.
We'll talk about that a little bit, too, because that was pretty crazy. But tonight, guys, so no Donnie B tonight. He's busy, otherwise engaged, as we'll say. He was just on his trip to the Florida Keys.
That's right. That's right.
So, I was hoping to have a tan Donnie B tonight, but no Donnie. Phil is late. Haven't heard from him. Could be stuck in traffic.
Good job, Prez.
Yeah, just haven't heard from him at all. He's probably still recovering from the Super Bowl. Your brother may or may not be on here.
Yeah.
Oh, Wrestling Calls is here from Australia. What's up, brother? So we do have a very special guest. Let's get him in here. Skills the Great. What's up, Skills?
Poo, poo, poo. What are you doing, my brother? Skills? How y'all doing? We in the building. Shout out to everybody in here. Y'all already know.
So, brother, I got to tell you, man, it's good to have you. How was your weekend?
It was awesome, man. Great event. Philly's winning the Super Bowl. They didn't want to see Kansas City get that back-to-back-to-back. Fly Eagles, baby. Yo, Ginger, what it do?
Fly Eagles, fly, man. The place is literally going nuts around here for Philly. It was crazy. People were up on the street signs. I actually didn't watch. Like, after the game, when everyone switched to the news to watch the craziness in Philly, I actually left because I was afraid I was going to watch someone die. I didn't want to watch a live fatality.
Yeah, they all ran that street. It was like a riot. They were going to riot regardless whether they win or lose. They were going to have that event. But thank God they didn't burn the place down, though, because they won. So they were happy. So
there were fires, though.
Oh, there was?
I saw evidence of fires. So it was crazy.
It probably would have been bigger, though, if they would have lost.
Probably. Yeah, probably. But as you guys saw at the top of the hour when we said what tonight's show was and we played the Fly Eagles Fly song, we mentioned real fast, or at least it flashed up on the screen, the 25th anniversary of the Backseat Boys. The silver anniversary is coming up, you guys. Our next event, the next SPO event, will feature the 25th anniversary of the Backseat Boys brand. And that's coming right there at Harrah's. We do not have the date set.
Congratulations.
Thank you, my man. And the only reason we don't have the date set, we had a date set, okay? But now things may have changed, and we're going to do our due diligence, and we're going to research and make sure that certain dates are available to us, and then we're going to make an announcement very soon. So it's not that we're putting it off. It's not that we don't have our shiz together. It's that when you get a chance to hit a home run, you take the extra second or two to set yourself before you walk up to the plate, and that's what we're doing.
The true testament to a forward-thinking wrestling company is something that myself and Kashmir and JP and the executive positions of power at SPO realized this weekend, is that when you have an event, you're consciously thinking about your next one, whether you have a date locked in definitively or not. That's all, you know, semantics. But as somebody who is very much so trying to think about the future, both in and out of wrestling, your mind always has to be thinking about the future while staying presently active. So,
good point. So, guys, we're going to recap the show a little bit tonight. I know, Skills, I know you had your presence felt. Tommy Grayson had a hell of a performance. I even got involved, as you're going to see. So we have a couple clips we're going to show. We're going to see who pops up. We may get people popping in. You never know. Tommy, your brother may pop in. My brother may pop in. You never know who might pop in. But I do want to say there was a lot of luminaries at the show. A lot of people you were going to see. Like, you got to meet Doomsday Danny Rose, right, and his kids.
That's right. That's right. I got to meet the Doomer up in person. Shouts out to the Doomer. Love you, man. And also, of course, finally got to attend the executive card game with Mr. Todd the God, Todd Gordon.
Oh, yeah. The deck. Dude, this was awesome to have you guys sit and talk and have your little meeting in the locker room and stuff. It meant the world. Todd has been one of my guiding lights since, God, before the PWU days. So, you know, to have him sticking his hand in, sticking his beak in, as Johnny Sack would say, is just wonderful. So
it is. It is. And, you know, Todd is a man who, you know, you don't get to see very, very often all the time, but when you do, it's important. And, you know, I'm happy that somebody who I grew up being inspired by, because again, I'm a history buff and I'm a statistics nerd. So any chance I get to connect the dots a little bit more, I'm a fan of. So
yeah,
thank you for agreed. That.
Agreed. So one of the best clips, I got to tell you guys, why wait? One of the best clips of the night was by Mr. Thomas Grayson right here. He actually did a crazy, what we would call a ladder spot. We're going to show you that right here. Check this out. Clip from Saturday.
You know the saying, when in Rome, and that's kind of what it was. It was, you know, when in a ladder match, dive, climb, and, you know.
Wow, look at that.
Oh,
good extension, man.
That off that 1 foot.
Oh,
1 foot.
I give you a 9.
1 foot, one hand.
That was crazy, dude. And thank you, BJ Drinks Beer, on Instagram for the footage right from the front row. Christian shouts Ross, man, what a big guy to jump onto. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say shouts out to BJ and shouts out to Ginger. You know, the first two in the door, aside from Tara, of course. And, you know, you guys just have been supporting us since day one. I want to give another shout out to, you know, Hat Girl and her father and her brother who showed up. Obviously, you know, I wasn't aware that Hat Girl's father had been attending this entire time, coming all the way from Burlington. But, you know, we got to see her and, you know, she was as ecstatic as she has always been. So super happy.
Absolutely.
So a lot of faces. Yeah.
God bless her. I was so happy to see her. I'll be honest with you. I really was. Mm-hmm. I was so happy to see her there. Just amazing. Just amazing. Seeing people from our past that we even have a past is amazing. But. Speaking of people from our past, I don't know if you guys saw what happened with Robbie and everything and the key to the city and all that.
Yeah.
We got to get Robbie in here. Let me see. I think he's.
It's one of the smartest dudes I know.
What? Will Little Ice. Are you there, Robert?
Yeah. One second. Hang on.
That looks like the kid from the movie Kids.
Kelly?
No, not
Casper.
No, Nick.
Yes.
The kid Nick with the backwards hat. Not Telly and Casper, but
young Kirk Cameron, maybe Danny Pintaro. There he is.
Oh.
What it Dude. Do? What it do? What it do?
How are you? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I literally just got done with that other thing like 3 minutes ago. I've heard the sound of my own voice so many times over the last 2.5 hours saying the same exact thing over and over again.
Right. But welcome to my world.
Yeah.
Feel my pain. Listen, bro, I got to talk to you for a minute, man. People know that I actually, when I saw you hit Hank with your cane, you have to understand, dude, it transported me back to fourth grade on the playground when I saw you with your class over on the other side of the playground. And you were attacking that kid for wearing that Bullwinkle outfit to Halloween. I guess you thought, like, dude, it took me forever to run over there and pull you off him. I've never seen you hurt anyone like that before. And I had to hit you in order to get you to wake the hell up. And dude, you had that look in your eye again. And I haven't seen that look in your eye in a long time. So, dude, yeah, I'm sorry that I hit you. I probably shouldn't have done it. I felt guilty immediately. My hand still hurts. You're lucky I didn't have my ring yet.
Guys, I'm very sorry too, Tommy. Johnny, you know, things escalated, got a little out of control. You know, just if anything, we're guilty of loving too much. We love our fans so much at SPO that we all just got a little carried away. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but we raised a lot of money for some good causes. So I'm hoping that we can all, you know, move on.
Well, let's show the footage. No, people can see for themselves what happened.
Jesus, here we go.
First of all,
come on, how awesome was that?
Despicable. Despicable.
Awesome was that.
I love it.
Dude, first of all, let me just show you
something. It was me, Cashmere. It was me all along.
Let me show you guys something here real quick. Range. Watch this shot. Ready? And boom, right? Yeah, now watch this one.
Yes.
Now watch. Here it comes. I'm getting the other one ready, don't worry. Oh my gosh. You make me bump like Gorilla Monsoon. Hitting me in the back with a key in the back of the head. I got a little hole back here in my vertebrae. Thanks.
I'm so sorry.
People are laughing. What a swerve. Yeah, I'll swerve you all right.
Robbie, that was disgusting. What you did,
Rich
I spoke in the house.
Well, Rich, I spoke to Ruckus and Christian Ross, and they said that you really beat the crap out of them too, Tommy. I went back and watched the footage, and it looks like that it got pretty intense out there. And
yeah, it got pretty intense. It was a 2-on-1. You know, because Hank the Buffalo, who I can only presume was, I don't know who it was. You know, do you guys have a third, you know, brother, Johnny, Robbie, and Bobby? Is there a Bobby Cashmere out there who was
sister, but we don't talk about her.
Yeah. Well, that's apparently who was under the suit in the first place. And then,
to be honest with you, that person had a mask on under that outfit. So we still don't know. And I'm not saying that we're going to add a whole nother mystery to the Spo City. However, we still
You opened up Pandora's box, Robbie, and you attacked him. I'm not going to say what is up, but you know, the something is up and something smells fishy, because all evidence is pointing to, you know, this being a ruse on the blackout. Because how is it that you got one backseat boy in the ring against two guys two guys from Blackout. All right. You know, I'm familiar with Ruckus, but, you know, Christian Ross, you know, where does he get, you know, the gall to get involved in the Keys to the City ladder match? Well, you know, and where?
I was injured wrestling Christian Ross in December at Battleground. So what guys like me do is, where there's guys that physically I can't beat, I try to financially incentivize them to come and team with me so I never have to fight them again. So that's why Christian Ross came in, and he was a hired gun. Who better? Yeah. Now, that be all, in all fairness, Tommy, at no point did you ever say at any point during the night that you were going to come to Hank's aid and that you were going to be Hank's tag team partner. I was assuming that the Patriot had recruited somebody.
Well, yes, Robbie. Yeah, so, yes, Robbie. The Patriot had recruited somebody, and that somebody, you know, happened to be me. Card subject to change. You should have a fine print.
You're not the real Patriots protege. The guy, he couldn't come out. Listen, there was bad snow. All right. It was calling for a wintry mix. And Johnny, let me tell you guys something. First of all, hold on. I don't mean to cut off this thing, but I gotta say, the fans that came out, God bless you. Okay, because I don't think I would have come out. Even if I had already prepaid for my ticket, I would have stayed the hell home. Okay. I'm not driving in Philly in this ice and stuff, but they did it. They came out and they supported us, and that means the absolute world. And I still am like, my head is exploding that it even worked Saturday night. Right. I mean, dude, seriously, thank God for our fans.
Yeah. For real, guys. Like, you know, despite all the craziness, no matter what, and we've said, Johnny and I have said this offline before, and I've said it to you guys before too. If, let's say, there was an avalanche and the core guys were there, backseats, Blackout, Rick Blade, our core guys that are close by, that are, you know, that are there, that turn the lights on in the building when we start these shows, we could still give our audience an incredible event. And yeah, did things get a little out of control? Did the guys that run the podcast end up all fighting each other at the show Saturday and now we're on the podcast together? Yes, but to our fans, they know that this is literally like a mom and pop. This is like a brother's business. So if the brothers, you know, I've watched Jay and Mark fight each other. You know, this is what we do.
Yeah, that was nothing.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a one on the Richter scale.
Yeah, the amount of Gorilla Monsoon bumps we're going to be taking for each other over the next year. Wait till you see.
So, hey,
how far we go.
Yeah, don't make us do a cinematic match, wrestling world. Me versus my brother.
Oh, God. I think you just spoke it right into existence.
That, and who is the masked Hank? Who's the other? Who was under the Hank costume?
Yeah, this we don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, my Gorilla Monsoon bump.
And people texted me that. I said that. Afterwards, and then I was getting texts that people said the same thing. Girl Monsoon Brawl.
You know, speaking of people saying the same thing, Robbie, I want to say right now, you're a bad influence on Skills the Great. It's just official. You're a bad influence on him. He's saying things on the microphone he's not allowed to say last show, getting us in trouble. Skills, let me tell you something. I already have one unhinged brother I have to babysit, all right? You got this new tag team. Why exactly did you decide at that moment you needed this to get in the ring in the middle of the show? How does that compute nowadays?
Okay, you want to hear the truth?
No, lie to us.
I can easily. Okay, wow. Johnny, man. I'm tired of your broken promises. You always promising me, you're like, Skills, we need you at SPO. I'm gonna have you do this, gonna have you do that, and it never happens. So I had to do what I had to do. I see Rerun in the ring, you know, cosplaying, entertaining, making a mockery of the business. I'm not with all of that. So I had to do what I had to do, Johnny. I know I didn't have permission to do it. I got a lot of heat for it, but I deal with it after. You know what I mean? I had to do what I had to do for my guys, and no one was going to give these guys an opportunity. So I had to come and just snatch it and take it. And I apologize now, but I had to do what I have to do. Because you wasn't going to give me the opportunity. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm going to do with this opportunity. Anything that you ever gave me, I took advantage of that opportunity.
You and I did a quick Instagram Live last week before the event, and you had talked about how you technically are the manager of champions. Pretty much everyone you've managed in SPO has been our heavyweight or is our heavyweight champion, right?
Yep. Was right. Or is. Yes.
Or is. Right. And we've only been around a year and a couple months. So that's pretty freaking impressive. All right. I got to admit. So what do you think? So we just got brand new tag titles made by Ruta. Beautiful tag titles. Actually, I think I want to show them real quick here because they're so beautiful.
I got one real quick. Keep that up there, Johnny.
So you think your guys basically are going to take these from the back seats already, like right in, right off the bat. I can already tell that's what you're thinking, Skills.
Okay. I have a lot of respect for the back seats. Okay. So beautiful, beautiful, beautiful belts. Beautiful.
Shouts out to Ruta Entertainment for this one. Beautiful work.
Beautiful belts. But we just shot to the top. Look, we didn't want to, you know, come out and disrespect the backseats right away. I got a lot of love for the backseats. Anybody knows. So, you know what? I was like, we're going to earn it. But we're not going to earn it with the bottom feeder tactics. I'm just going to aim for the top. So I knew after that match, whoever was in there was going to get it. Whether it was going to be that guy that was singing or it was going to be Rerun. Unfortunately, it was him. And he had to get the business. But if he shows up April, I don't think it's going to be a nice thing for your boy Rerun. I think he should stay home.
He's showing up, man.
And let the natural selection do its course.
Jump on the back of that truck that Raj and Dwayne got on without him that he's running behind.
That was funny.
Yeah, should stay home.
Here's all right, man. Here's what I'm going to say about the prospects, man. You know, I see a lot of potential in them. My brother and I wrestled them at Loud East back in November of 2024. And bottom line, I got nothing but love and respect for Colin Parker, Young Gordy. You know, they got potential. Whatever you did to corrupt their mind is just absolutely deplorable. But being that you are, as Kashmir says, the manager of champions, I'm interesting to see where this is going to play out, because being that I've wrestled both Primal Fear and the prospects, I know that their influence by Skills the Great is going to propel them to, you know, possible contenders for the SPO wrestling tag team titles. So, you know, not a fan of how they got to the dance, but Skills, you got them to the dance. So, you know,
no more smiling, shaking hands, kissing babies. These guys don't need that anymore. These guys need to get to work, get to business. No making friends. We're not here to make friends. We're here for them for gold. And that's all we're here for. And whoever we got to beat up, whoever feelings we got to hurt, we don't care. We're here to do that work. And like I said, Colin Power, Young Gordy, there's no stopping them young boys. So I'm here to mentor them in the right direction, whether people like it or not.
Dude, listen, man, I'm all for shepherding young tag teams to the promised land, bro. Okay, Donnie B did that for me and Trent, and we try to return the favor to the younger guys coming up. I'm all for that. The problem I'm having, brother, is that I feel like you could have done it a bit differently, to be honest with you. To take these guys and just come in the ring and get in Rerun's face is a little, it's ballsy, number one, but Rerun, like you said, is a cosplayer. We met him when we went and met the What's Happening gang. He's what you call a variable. You don't know what he's capable of. None of us know what he's capable of. He's coming from a completely different part of show business, a foreign species in a new habitat. I don't know how you're going to even plan to take him out because you don't know what he's capable of. That's all I'm saying.
At the end of the day, I say you get into that ring, you get into those ropes, is no more playing. And he's going to learn that real soon. And I had to get up in his face to let him know this is the real deal right here. We're not here to play around and your little dancity dance. That's cool. But how many times are you going to do that before you get beat up?
I feel you.
That was the message I was trying to come across. And I think he got that message because he stood away from me the whole event after.
Now, what are your thoughts on the gentleman who accompanied the post game, you know, Lavari?
I don't have anything against him. Probably a good guy. Met him, shook his hand. But if he would have been inside that ring, it probably would have been worse for him than it was for a Rerun. So lucky for him that his team got the L and they got up out of there. because it wasn't going to be a good thing for them guys.
So basically, any non-wrestler's got to watch out for Skills of the Great, because you're gonna get aggravated that they're being disrespectful.
100%. You're coming in this industry, you better have some respect for it, or if not, I'm gonna beat it into you.
Dude, speaking of respect for the industry, what about Velcro and Tay Rock? They did phenomenally. You know, Tay Rock, dude, he's ready to wrestle next event. Next event, these two guys have agreed to wrestle as a tag team, and I'm going to help them prep. I'm going to help these guys train and get these guys. Dude, they're going to be a cool-ass tag team, man. Seriously.
That's insane right there.
Who better to train them?
And look at them holding the SPO tag belts. What a statement. Their first day in, they got balls to hold those belts up like that.
That's right.
It shows that they're playing for keeps.
Well, I'll tell you, Tay Rock stayed in Philly all weekend.
I saw.
Yeah, so Tay Rock already is really trying to ingratiate himself into Philadelphia. You know, Velcro is local to Philly. Tay Rock is from Baltimore. So it makes me wonder, you know, are these guys, are they rolling together? Are they already trying to get cohesive as a team? Because right. Keep in mind, you know, the guys that the Tay Rock and Velcro are trying to square up with are no slouches. You know, we saw what happened. Like we had said earlier, Christian Ross is a free agent. So James Ellsworth has plenty of that money in the bank money left over. So he picked up Ross right where we left off. And Ross was out there with him. And obviously, if you saw the footage on Tay Rock's TikTok or Tay Rock's Instagram, which got hundreds of thousands of views over the weekend, Christian Ross really landed some of the most devastating shots to the back I've ever seen in my life. It looked like he nearly crippled him. It was
a little monsoonish.
It was like a monsoon. The trajectory of those fists. And Tay Rock, he was a good sport about it, but he's not going to be a good sport about it coming our next show at Harris.
No, he's fired up. I talked to him, and he's beyond fired up. And he talked about having respect for the wrestling business. He's ready to, like, he's actually learning how to wrestle. Both of these guys.
I was going
to
say, with Skills, right, you took the words out of my mouth. What you were saying, Skills, earlier, that Tay Rock, he feels disrespected after what happened Saturday night. You know, he was a good sport about it. And Tay Rock, he's an entertainer. Velcro's an entertainer. They're willing to take that ass kicking in order to, you know, connect with their fan base and everything. But now, you know, we move on to the serious moments where now these guys are coming in and you're stepping into the ring with two very well-known professional wrestlers. And it looks like that they're one thing here is that Tay Rock and Velcro, they're not starstruck. James Ellsworth, for everything people say about James Ellsworth, a lot of people get in a ring with James Ellsworth, and James Ellsworth has the advantage that he has that experience. Mm-mm. But a guy like Velcro and Tay Rock, they have a different, they have fame too, but in a different level. So there's no starstruck there. They're ready to strike a star, and it starts James Ellsworth.
Yeah, and Velcro did a great job singing to the ring. And from what I hear, Tay Rock gave everyone a impromptu, unplanned rap.
Yeah.
Performed.
And yeah, which I don't know is that Tay Rock right now, in his industry that he's in, he's getting a lot of heat. Why? Because he talks a big one. He talks real tough. Like, so he got his ass whooped. So people seeing him get his ass whooped, they're like, what just happened? So all over his comments, all over everywhere, they're like, yo, you're getting your ass whooped. Like, you know, so he's not known for getting his ass whooped. So, Whoa. Yeah.
He's in rare form, man. He watched. Let me tell you something. After his match, after their match, Robbie, I don't know if you noticed, they stayed and watched the rest of the event.
Yeah, I was hanging with him a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely didn't go nowhere.
He's on, actually, too, since we're coming up. It's March 9th, I believe, which is the anniversary, of course, of the death of Biggie Smalls. March 9th, I believe, E-Ness is battling Tay Rock. And people everybody probably around our age range remembers E-Ness from making the band. And, of course, he's from Philly. And they're going to be battling legend. In New York. Yeah, Ness is a legend. Elliot Ness is a legend. Matter of fact, he battled Cassidy in Philly years ago. Right. Everybody knows, remembers that. So that's huge. And Tay Rock, yeah, in his industry, in battle rapping specifically, Tay Rock is he's legendary, like guys that I grew up on, like Supernatural and Juice and Craig G, Eminem, Cage, Idea. Tay Rock is in the vein of those battle rappers. You know, it's a really big deal. It's a real big deal. I don't get starstruck, but I realize the magnitude. It's pretty cool to have him as part of SPO.
Yeah, so like me myself, like, yeah, I've been watching Tay Rock for like 15 years.
Right.
And he's been consistent the whole way, all 15 years. So this is practically the face of battle rap. You know what I mean? To come into wrestling, it's a big deal. It is what it is. And I'm not a starstruck person either. I see a lot of people. I know a lot of people. But when I knew I had the opportunity to meet Tay Rock and, you know, talk to him about this whole wrestling thing, that was unbelievable right there, to be honest.
And I say this much. Some of my, like young boys from Philly, people that, like, I call nephews and stuff that I'm not related to. Dante, if you're watching, shout out, buddy, came and they're young kids, 21 years old. I told you, Johnny, when they saw Tay Rock was on the show, and they're like, you know, do you think we can meet him? Not only did they get to meet him, Tay Rock hung out with these dudes, kicked it with him, talked to him about wrestle and Roman Reigns. All this, he literally did his top five wrestlers for him. That's the type of dude. When you come to Chester, when you come to Harris, that's the type of experience you can have. You know, you may not, it may be your first time seeing some of the wrestlers or some of the artists, but not only do you get to know their body of work, you get to know the person too. And a lot of times, you know, you might not know who somebody is, but you see them on an interview. And you're like, you know what? I'm rooting for this guy because this guy seems like he's a good dude or we're a lot alike. I relate to him. And that's one of the really good things about our shows is that it's an experience. It's not just matches and guys doing moves. It's a whole show. It's literally a whole experience from it has a beginning, a middle, and end. And everybody's involved. And I know I said this online. I'll say it again. The same way, if you guys weren't there, it wouldn't be the same. Literally, every one of the fans wasn't there. It probably wouldn't have been the same experience. Every single person mattered being there Saturday night, which was our largest crowd ever, I do believe. So,
in the snow, just amazing. I can't believe it. So, guys, I got to ask you. Crowd. Let's go through real quick, if you don't mind. I want to go through our musical guests. This is the first time we've ever had these musical performances. So, let's just talk about them one at a time. So Nail, the Hood Prince Charming, opened up the event, sent the tone, if you will, and sent us a promo from his roof a few days before the event. So we love Nail, the Prince Charming, Chester Zone. So what did you guys think of him? Did anyone get to see him perform?
Dope.
He sang
single. He sang his single, which is good. So, I mean, some people knew it because he had some people in the crowd and there were people in the crowd that knew him too. So that was good.
Right. Yeah, and he's going to be coming back. I spoke to him. He had a great time. By popular demand, we're going to have him back. So we're trying to set a date. Like I said, we're doing our due diligence. Hopefully, it'll be end of April, early May, possibly, and we'll announce it very soon. So stay tuned to SPO Wrestling on Instagram is probably the best way to do it. Just at SPO Wrestling. That's on Instagram. That's on X. That's on Facebook. And it's on YouTube. So follow us, and that way you don't miss anything. There's no excuse if you miss anything if you follow us on these things because you're not going to miss anything. So people seem like they had fun. You're right. It was a great house, great, great crowd. The Patriot was in the house meeting the fans, which was really awesome to have him there. His protege wasn't able to make it because of the weather. It happens. We had a couple
canceled fighter jets. So they weren't able to. From the Air Force Base.
Yeah, same with All-Pro Chiropractic. They weren't able to make it, so we're going to give them a table next time. The Simon Gotch seminar at Catchpoint was phenomenal from what I hear. It went hours. He you know, just taught so much good stuff. And then a bunch of these guys, four of them, more standouts from his seminar, actually did a Catchpoint showcase four-way match on our event. Did any of you guys get to catch that?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah.
I thought that.
Go ahead.
No, you go first.
I was going to say Drew Gulak as the trainer in Catchpoint definitely taught these guys respect and you know, they couldn't have been more helpful. They couldn't have been better guys. They volunteered. They anything I needed, I turned around and they were there offering their help. So I can't speak more highly.
Those guys are all truly awesome. And also, I'll say this much. Simon Gotch had posted something a few weeks ago that he has some open availability still WrestleMania weekend. And Gotch is an absolute pleasure to have in our locker room. I see a difference with the guys that attend his seminars just before and after the seminar. And these are guys that are already good workers. I see that level of polish he gives to the wrestlers that go to his seminars. He's very helpful in the locker room. He's a type of vet that I hope, and he's younger than I am, but I hope that one day maybe people look at me as a vet like they do like Gotch, because he really is somebody that all the young guys, he's like Reckless. You know, he reminds me a lot of having Reckless when we had Reckless in our locker room, you know. And I mean as kids, you know, when we were kids and Reckless, what Reckless was to us, you know.
Yeah.
So if you're a promoter watching this, which you're probably not, because this is probably Marcus for a promoter to be watching right now. But if you
Joe Goodhart's watching.
Joe, add fucking Simon. Sorry, add Simon Gotch to that big show. There you go. You got that big show in May. I mean, Simon Gotch would be a great guy for that.
It was neat to have Goodhart at our show and to see him.
I didn't even get to see him. Joe, you used to work with my dad, Bob Zaccardi, at Orion Systems. Holy shit. That's right.
I love that you just give out our dad's name like it's nothing.
Oh, it's okay.
But yeah, Gotch is awesome, man. And we're so happy to have Gotch. Him and Blade versus the Rep was phenomenal. Yo, Blade and Gotch are like the quintessential ninjas, dude. They're like two snake. It's like Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow from G.I. Joe, if you get the reference.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's the best way I could describe them, actually. They're like Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, dude. So
it'll be interesting to see, too, you know, where Blade and Gotch head down the road now in SPL as we move into April, a huge event for us. You know, dare I say, the biggest event we ever are going to have. We're going to try to make bigger and better as we keep moving.
Yep, it's anniversary time, the 25th anniversary of the Backseat Boys brand. So it's going to be something special. We're going to make it a party. We have some awesome things up our sleeves. And what usually happens is some of the best things up our sleeve, we haven't even thought of yet. Haven't even put up.
They happen around 5:45. We come up with them. Yeah.
We are the board.
But when it comes as far as the 25th anniversary, that's going to be planning and attention to detail, because it's something that's really special, you know, and it's special to me as a non-backseat boy, only based on the fact that, you know, Trent, Mike was one of my best friends growing up and the reason I became a wrestler and a guy that I started wrestling school with and everything. So it always, and you know this, obviously, Tommy and Skills, you guys all know this, how I always, you know, how I feel about Mike and I feel about all of our legacies. It's great that, you know, we celebrate these things, you know, like what happened. I don't know if before I came on the pod, you talked about the ring that Damon gave you or not.
I didn't get that yet. No.
Okay. But I think it's great that we celebrate things. I think that beautiful, Johnny, that life is entirely too short. And this time last year, coming into our shows in the spring, we had friends and we had guys that were around that aren't around this time of year. So I think that, yeah, hell yeah, we need to celebrate 25th anniversaries for Backseat Boys. We need to have guys acknowledged for what they did for celebrity boxing. And people can say what they want about it, because some people will be cynical about these type of things. But I think it's great. I think that the tradition, you know, Phil Leotardo said, things can either have meaning or they can have no meaning. And the stuff we do here, at least at Spo, at least in Harris, we try to have meaning. You know?
I appreciate that, brother. That's nice of you to say, man. For real, I do. I appreciate you. But it meant the world for Damon to give me this in the ring, meant the world to give me a ring in the ring. You know?
This
Damon
was unannounced, right? This was a surprise?
Of course it was. I would have never allowed anyone to honor me on my own event, even though it's called SPO, right? But no, it was beautiful of him to do that. you know, I've fought in the past on celebrity boxing. So for me to be involved, like, just means the world. But
to think that that pawn shop, I was shocked how valuable it was. Sunday.
You still got it?
Saquon didn't hit those many rushing yards as planned. We didn't hit that parlay. But yeah. I mean,
what can we get for these, Robbie? You think we'll go to Todd's? Woo! We'll go to Carver W. Reed.
Carver W. Reed.
Yeah. You'll have to peel it off my cold, dead shoulder.
I like it.
You got to tell the prospects that, buddy. You got to worry about that.
So, guys, I got to tell you something real quick here. Willie Dange, right? He wrapped face to the ring. Let me tell you guys something. He went into a second song unexpectedly. And everyone in production looked at me like, Johnny, what are you going to do about that? And I just sort of looked at them and was like, Willie Dange can do whatever the hell he wants to do, man. He was one of the most intimidating dudes I've ever met in my life. And I had to try to figure out a way to be like, yo, like, end of the song. We got to go into the match. But luckily he ended on his own. But he was a great rapper. But yo, he's like Zeus. Like Tiny Lister, like, I feel like we're gonna have to find more for this guy to do than just wrap someone to the ring in the future.
About 40,
dude.
Yeah, he's a big dude, man.
Like bodyguard, like Mr. Hughes. Like, we got to find something for him.
Peggy Havens, hi, also.
Yeah, no rap boy tonight when we need him.
Rap boy.
Yeah.
Nope. Rap boy.
Tone Love wasn't able to make it because of the snow.
John, you figure, I think it's a couple days before the 15th, so he's probably, you figured next couple days he'll probably be on the street, and then 15th will come, he'll get some dough, and then he'll have a place, so he'll probably have some internet again, you know?
Who are you talking about, Rap Boy?
Yeah, you said no Rap Boy. I said it's a couple days before the 15th, so he probably, his internet's probably off until he gets that check, so.
Hey, you want to see two Hall of Famers? Celebrity Boxing Hall of Famer Johnny Cashmere and 2024 Santa Hall of Fame Santa Kringle.
How about Santa Kringle taking it to
He saved the event though, right? He let out that message to let everybody know to come in to the snow.
That's right.
Be there. So thank you to Santa Claus.
Yeah, how about you know, there was a heinous young man who got in the ring talking about the Kansas City Chiefs and Santa Kringle. Gave the day.
Oh, gave him the stunner, right?
Yeah.
I think his shoe went flying out. Like,
that was his shoe. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah, it was the shoe. It landed with the fans.
Yeah. I was standing there watching. It almost hit me.
Yeah. Right back to Kansas City.
It happened right near the entranceway. You know what else happened right near the entranceway? Something else disgusting and despicable happened.
Oh, man. Man? Oh. I missed all that.
Listen to the crowd.
No.
You got assaulted by the mayor?
Yeah. The 60-something-year-old mayor you had to get physical with, Robbie.
With the torn ACL, you might add.
I don't know. I saw him coming at you, Robbie. I didn't see you.
It's not you I'm worried about, Robbie.
Doing anything to him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We're not brothers or anything. Excuse me. You're not worried about me? You're just worried about the mayor.
When you go after a 65-year-old mayor, I'm not worried about your ankle.
The whole reason we were even fighting Saturday is because of this mayor. You have to understand. I didn't expect either of you guys to be involved in my match. And the only reason I had to do what I had to do was because of the mayor.
And he don't look 65. He don't look 65. Come on, look at him. Come on. Come on. That guy's not 65. That's bullshit.
Okay, look at the speed he moved.
Yeah, come on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come on.
Not to mention, I was already punched in the head about 10 minutes earlier by my brother. Yeah.
Just anything.
Yeah.
But
early for St. Patrick's Day, those potatoes you were throwing out there, bro.
You literally hit Hank the Buffalo with your cane in the leg. All right. You had one punch coming to you.
There was that. Yeah. That might have took it a little far. That was, but see now with the mayor, right? Okay. Mayor assaulted me. The mayor interjecting himself. It's, I don't want to say he's being ungrateful, but we've done a lot for the kids at Chester. In a way,
He should be thankful to us for how much we've done for his constituents.
I'm like Phil Drummond from Different Strokes. The way I took all these impoverished youth and it brought them to the promised land. But he couldn't just let that be. No, he couldn't let that be. That wasn't good enough. So who am I now? I was Phil Drummond, but you know who I am now? Nelson Mandela.
First of all, stop.
I'm a political prisoner.
Don't.
Yeah, think about it.
Robbie, don't.
Think about it. Political prisoner.
Like Luigi Mangione.
No.
Yeah. Exactly.
No. You want to talk about Mandela effect? Well, my life has been affected, like Nelson Mandela, because I am a political prisoner of Stefan Roots. Yeah,
political.
Yeah, well, look, why are you going at him? Look, yeah. You see the mayor doing that. Yeah, he's Robbie in the same place.
Look, Robbie steps to him. Watch.
Look, Robbie's. He didn't move. Look.
There he goes.
There's something wrong with the feet.
Because the mayor went all the way to him. I don't blame him. Lucky, you know, he didn't knock him upside his head.
Mayor City. It's the mayor city.
I saw a mayor physically assault me. It's and again, it's like, look, kids. I'm not saying I'm a role model.
Look,
however,
you should be handcuffed to the pole next show.
Whoa.
You're stupid now, Pete. Shut up.
We might have to put Robbie in a shark cage.
Oh, like, yeah. Or a Robbie on a pole match like Judy Bagwell. I don't know, Robbie.
We get a forklift in the venue.
I don't know, bro. We'll come back. We'll come back to talking about you and Roots in a few minutes, I'm sure, but. In the meantime, what a match. Did you guys see the J.P. Grayson versus Griffin McCoy match?
That was a banger right there.
That wasn't a match like that before. I could tell you that much. That
I was peeking through the curtain.
Insane.
Here's the one clip. I know they did a second row kill switch.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Yeah, you sick. Yeah.
Oh. Jeez. Listen to that dude's reaction. Listen to how excited he was.
Yeah!
Ooh, I don't blame him.
Who is that fan? We got to get him front row every show.
I think that was Dan, the guy who won the belt.
It was. I could tell his voice now that you said it. It definitely was.
Yeah.
That was.
The first thing he said to me, he goes like, man, I'm a Jets fan. I know nothing but pain.
So wait a minute. So Root Entertainment raffled off. So they made the new Spotag belts, which we already showed you. But then they also raffled off an ECW title.
Yes, yes, yes.
And what happened?
Dude, yeah, I saw the fan with it at the end.
Our friend Dan won it, and it was like, all right, here's what happened. So
Hold on a minute. Your the backseat's friend Dan.
Oh, wasn't like a Nick Burke Carluzzo situation where
that's
like,
what I'm starting to think.
Dan won.
No, it wasn't. Well, a friend of the backseats purchased raffle tickets on their own accord. One of them was there grabbing footage. Big Germ. Oh, we know him well. We know him well. And then I was at the merch table and talking to my girlfriend, better known to everyone as Valerie, or as I like to call her, Northeast Genovese. That's a play on SoCal Val. But they were offering to see if we wanted any beverages when the number was being called. And upon realizing that they had the winning ticket, ran like children to receive their championship belt.
And I guess we probably don't have a picture of the belt that he won, but
it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was a beautiful belt.
And yeah, I've seen it.
It's just one more thing about our events that make them special is the fact that you have. Guys that are diehards like that. Keep in mind, it's a snowstorm. The Graysons don't live close. These are guys from up in their area.
There you go.
And had the backseat shirt.
Yeah, and that dude was so pumped up. He won that belt. And that's what we love seeing at these events. You know what I mean? We love seeing people that can come here that love pro wrestling and not only the, you know, expect the unexpected, you know.
It was a lot of fun, man. I had a lot of fun.
It was.
Like,
it was, you know, a lot of
Rich,
fun.
What about Rich Poe? He was in here a minute ago. Yeah, Rich Poe is the best hype man I've ever had. He had the crowd chanting SPO. Dude, he upstaged me by far. Like, we really found a good dude to go out there and hype the crowd. And he interviewed JP in the ring after JP's match. It was a neat interview. We've never sent an interviewer into the ring immediately after a match to get a wrestler. And let me tell you guys something. You know from wrestling, that's the most raw, candid, unrehearsed promo, for lack of a better word, interview you're ever going to get out of a wrestler. Is right when he's done his match, you shove a microphone in his face, NWA style, back in the day. And you get something from the heart. And JP announced our anniversary right there and told the crowd what to expect into the future. And I think the crowd really got to feel his emotion and feel that way. He really meant what was coming out of his mouth. And after a match like that, you got to believe what comes out of his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awesome. Awesome match. Awesome.
It was match of the night.
That's interesting. We didn't think about match of the night.
That's how you know the show was great. If one show did it overwhelmingly overshadow everything, that means all you guys did such an amazing job. You know, naturally, we know who took the bump of the night. It was my big brother there with his homage to Gorilla Monsoon in the Brooklyn Brawler.
Jesus. A three-legged milking stool.
But see, that's – there you go.
But the two biggest bumps of the night between Johnny and myself happened in one match, so that's really not fair.
You kind of took the words out of my mouth. What I was going to say is that's kind of like – give you a perfect example of like what to expect on our show. There's four of us right here, and all four of us are on this podcast together. But literally all four of us did like kind of ridiculously different stuff on the same show and involved kind of – you know what I mean? You had the comedy with Hank and with – Brooklyn Brawler, Gorilla Monsoon, and but in that same match, you dove off a 15-foot ladder on the Christian Ross. Did you show that clip, Johnny?
Yep.
Earlier, okay, right.
I didn't show that one yet. I didn't show that or any of the homeless Vaughn. I figure we'll save that for next week. We're trying to get Lavari on here next week and maybe the first game. Yeah.
But right, all in the same match, you have that kind of craziness going on. And then you have Skills, who's on the podcast with us right now, that's interjecting. So, again, everything that's happening in SPO, there's something happening. Nothing is just existing. It's happening. It's happening, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And Tasha and Ruthie started off the entire event, and Tasha retained her title. Ruthie all smiles, just as we predicted. The crowd liked her, but then at the end, they did turn on her.
Well, you know, I think that Tasha is kind of becoming like a hometown person here. You know, Tasha had some of her biggest fans bring her out to the ring Saturday, which was really awesome. They looked unbelievable, those kids. God bless them.
God bless them.
Yeah. We're really, and I think that too, in this day and age where, you know, people have to be real mindful of what their kids are watching. Tasha and Ruthie are two good role models. If your daughters like women's wrestling, right, like pro wrestling, they're two kids, they're two wrestlers that your daughters can look up to, and you can feel safe and know that they're setting a good example out there of being a competitor is and being a professional athlete is.
And you know what, too, Robbie, I want to say is that Tasha did extend her hand to friendship and respect. Ruthie accepted it, whatever, but then Ruthie kind of changed her mind and turned, you know, showed her true colors. So there was, so it wasn't exactly sportsmanlike, but then, so the kids watching in the crowd may have got a bad taste in their mouth, but then later at the end of Blade and Gotch and the rep, the four of them shook hands out of respect. So talk about sportsmanship. These guys hated each other just a few months ago. And after a battle, they realized like soldiers bond on a battlefield. You never know what's going to happen.
What an incredible match. What an incredible match.
I didn't see the ending of that match. What happened there?
I don't want to be in the ring with the rep ever is all I'm going to say.
Right. Yeah. That's a bad tag team right there.
that the rep really said that this is definitely has to be one of their biggest victories that they achieved, you know. And I've been in there with the ref. We traded the CZW tag team titles back and forth, and those were some of the hardest hitting matches of my life. And the rep now has, I'd say that this victory is up there with, I mean, now they've beaten, they're really coming into a different category of tag team. They're coming into, dare I say, that echelon that I consider guys like, you know, the top tag teams in the indies. And I'd say they're coming to that top 100%. Echelon. If not, they've certainly beat everyone, you know, at this point.
This region has just produced amazing. The soil is very fertile in this area for tag team wrestling.
I try to keep myself in label territory so I don't have to ever worry about wrestling those guys ever again because they're just too scary, you know? I just have to keep adding numbers to my thing so I don't ever have to fight any of you guys and get beat up again.
You know? Well, big thank you and shout out to Mike Hamilton and his family for just an awesome event.
Yeah, I love Mike Hamilton's family for sure. It was great meeting all the kids too, Mike.
And, you know, we got to shout out a few other people that made it, you know, like Mike, our boy, Michael Connor from Celebrity Boxing, Damon Feldman from Celebrity Boxing, King Kong from King Kong Movement was there helping out the whole time. Chris Bristow. I mean, dude, we had so many people that were all on board. KB and all the guys from Reality 5 Media just killed it. Everyone worked their asses off, worked hard. Mitch, of course, all of us guys, we all did it. And the fans ended up enjoying themselves. So we're happy. Say it again, Robbie.
So I said Mayor Roots, even though you physically assaulted me.
Yeah, exactly. And next week we're going to try to get Lavari on here, but let's show real quick. This was Lavari's entrance with post game the other day, guys. Good job, guys. Lavari awesome. Ended up killing it.
I saw Lavari after the match.
Yeah.
I'm like, how'd it go? He's like, I got about 30 seconds of singing it, and then they just start booing and going crazy. And I said, post-game last time they were here fought the most popular guys here. So I'm like, post-game's not very popular. We were hoping you would have added to their popularity. But Lavari... Well, next week we'll hear. I'm sure you spoke to Lavari. Lavari seems like he has some plans for the future now, too.
Yeah, they're all on board. I mean, everyone that performed, we're probably going to have back, to be honest with you. So that includes Lavari, Willie Dange, Nail the Hood, Prince Charming, Velcro, Tay Rock, Tone Love, and, of course, Rich Poe's always going to be around. I want to get Rich Poe more and more involved because he's awesome. So. Nate Rep said the rep hit list include Blackout, Amazing Red, SATs, Hate Club, Emil, Hit Squad. Should I go on? Hey, back seats are not listed there, Tommy. We're happy.
Yeah.
I know the phone corrected it, but God bless you for doing Blackout all caps. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, he did. Wow. Awesome.
My birthday is not for another 6 days. And I'm not a huge let's get together and celebrate my birthday. My plans are this weekend just to celebrate and juggle a weekend, and you know, that's it. I'm not one of those it's my birth year type of dudes.
You know, juggle a weekend's important, Thomas, but your birthday is important to us as well.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Right. Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you.
Good one. Robbie, your birthday's coming up too. What are you, 48, right?
Me?
Yeah, you're 48 now? 49?
Oh, no. No, I'm not 48 or 49. And my birthday's not till June. You know what my birthday is.
I know. Just messing with you. But guys, Stoner Bro Flex was there, man. He killed it. you know, he did some hosting on the pre-show, but I got a lot of news, you guys. He's actually thinking about getting in the ring. He's another guy I might start training. He's a good friend of Kalisto down in Florida, so he's going to start training. We're actually thinking about making an offer to Stoner Bro Flex to actually make his wrestling debut at our next event. So not only did we already see Velcro's debut, but we're going to see Tay Rock debut in the ring next event as the two of them tag up for the first time, Velcro and Tay Rock. And then we're also going to see, what did I just say? I'm going to see something else.
Something about me going over for help or something. I don't know. Oh, no. Stoner Bro Flex is going to make his wrestling debut.
That's it. Stoner Bro Flex going to make his wrestling debut. Coming here all the way from Florida. Man, he's got a lot of...
No. Go back to that. Go back. I thought he was... Yeah, thank you, Steve. No, hold on.
Oh, my God.
I'm
only going to put up...
Spo Wrestling. Again, management in bed with the mayor.
Anyone says anything bad about Robbie in the comments, we're not even going to put it up anymore because he always stops us and makes us talk about it.
You know, you think about it. Think about, they do it to everybody. Tupac, Nelson Mandela, Malcolm X, now me.
Robbie.
They assassinate the character first. Remember that.
He creates a group and puts himself in it. It's like me saying, me and John F. Kennedy Jr. and President Obama are like,
I was just going to say the martyr complex is something that I really have yet to find desirable, but you know, y'all do you.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah. Me and Joan of Arc just.
Yeah.
So Skills, what else you got coming up this week? Wait, Skills, you got you said that Tay Rock's fight is coming up. We should probably go to that or at least watch it.
Yeah, it's
it's in
Brooklyn on March 9th. He was just talking about it against Ness. So I have a show on March 8th.
Biggie's death date.
Yeah. I think we should support. I think Spo Wrestling should help him push it. We'll make some cool graphics for him and let him know that he's our boy and we're going to support him. Like where same in, way we kind of supported Pat Sullivan.
Where in New York is it?
This guy's not going to get knocked out. I didn't say that.
Where in New York is he battling, Skills?
It's in Brooklyn. He's in Brooklyn. Okay. Yeah. So I don't think he's too far from even – because I run in Brooklyn March 8th for Wrestling Is Now presents War. That's March 8th. So it's in Brooklyn, and then he's March 9th right there in Brooklyn as well. So it's like I was thinking about going to that too.
Well, not only that, maybe he'll do an autograph signing or something at the Wind Show.
So what happened is that Tay Rock, he has his own promotion for battle rap, his own league. So they're running March 8th in New Orleans.
So
he's in New Orleans, and then when he's out there, he'll fly out here for Brooklyn to battle Ines.
Oh yeah, man, we gotta help him push his shows. It's the least we can do. How hard is it to share stuff, right? Get our fans.
I'm with it.
Why don't we say this? I'm gonna say because I said this to you offline before. I'm just gonna say it out loud. And if it's stupid, just shut it down. But I think our fans. I think there's something maybe at one of our shows. Maybe we can have a roast battle with some of the fans or with the wrestlers. We don't have to rap against each other, but maybe we can incorporate that, make it a little interactive.
Maybe. I mean, you're a potty mouth on the microphone when you're not in a rap battle. So yeah. I can't even imagine what a rap, we'll get kicked out of that building. Bad enough Skills says stuff on the mic that.
I know.
Now, but yeah, so guys, I think we're pretty much at the end. The only thing we haven't talked about is the main event, and we can't stop without talking about it. The main event between Face and Willie Mack was – it lived up to everything that everyone expected, but the ending was out there. Skills, Face is your boy, man. Have you even talked to him since? Is he cool? Is he all right?
Look, to be honest with y'all, I was out there watching the match. I was actually with Tay Rock and Velcro. We were watching the match, and they fooled me. I was like, I couldn't believe. I was like, Face lost? Like, we were over there, like, just shocked. Like, we were like, whoa. And then ended up being Dose, his brother, which nobody knows about.
His little brother.
And I did not know he was there. I didn't see him all day. I didn't even know Tommy, he popped up to this event.
Tommy, Spo is now the land of pain in the ass little brothers, by the way. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We all have little brothers now in Spo, every one of us. Now that's Face's right. little brother dozes with us, and they look just alike, by the way. You couldn't tell them apart.
They literally had the same outfit on, and you can't. It was like the Undertaker versus the Undertaker, that type of thing. You couldn't tell.
Yeah, it was, it was SummerSlam 94 last night or Saturday night.
So Willie Mack pinned threw Doze in the ring, thinking it was Face, because I guess they did a switcheroo or something and pinned him. And then,
so during
and I don't, where did that happen though? How did that happen though? How did right, JJ? So
what happened was Face, at one point they were brawling on the outside, and Will, and by the way, Willie Mack took a brutal ring pose.
Oh my god, yes, I wanted to mention that too. That was crazy,
that was brutal.
Yes,
but at one point, Face crawled under the ring, and Willie Mack grabbed him and thought he had Face. But what it turned out was it was Face's little brother. At that point, after Willie had thought he won the belt, when it was realized that Willie had not defeated Face.
Everyone thought he won the belt.
Right. Everyone. At that point, Face himself, the feral Face, choked out Willie Mack. Now, that being said, the referee's official decision was a no contest, I believe.
Well, you couldn't restart the match at that point. Too much damage had been done. The wrong guy got pinned.
Not to mention, another individual interjected himself at this point.
Tommy, what were you going to say?
No, I wasn't going to say anything.
It looked like you had your hand raised. Didn't it look like it? Feral Face's brother Doze basically came in and – so they got pinned. Willie thought he won.
He had his back turned. Willie is completely now. He thinks he's won. He's no longer in fight mode. He's, it's when you know that when your match is over. So Willie thinks he's done. And then Face comes from behind, unsuspecting to Willie, chokes out Willie. But at this point, the referee, obviously, there are our championship matches. This is our championship, so it's not going to – the referee says it's not an official – that's not an official victory over Willie Mack. You obviously used help. But the bigger story after that, Johnny, Pat Dynamite. Pat Dynamite, for all intents and purposes – Pat was supposed to be in my match
originally. Yeah, right.
And Pat was previously booked to show to honor Sherry Martel, the late, great Sherry Martel. We gave him our blessing to go do that show. But Pat, in the snow, in the sleet, the freezing rain, Pat shows up at Harris Casino after wrestling in the Sherry Martel Memorial Show and shows up to confront Face for unfinished business from our first show in November.
Pretty cool moment, man. He came out with a mask on. He grabbed Doze and dropped him on his head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, vicious.
And I didn't see Pat there either. So I didn't know who was under that mask. Like, I generally didn't see Pat, didn't say hello, didn't see him at all. I guess he was hiding somewhere for no one, no dog with him, no Tiny.
Pat was all business Saturday night. I've never seen Pat like that.
At Roll the Dice, Tiny, that distraction, that responsibility as a dog dad, as a pet father, it could have kept him a little. That could have been the only thing that prevented him from winning the championship at Roll the Dice. So they still had unfinished business. And if you didn't hear that crowd, Dynamite was right. Pat is coming back, and he's coming. It's not about revenge. It's about that championship. Pat, in his heart, knows that he needs to be champion. He doesn't want to be champion.
Pat feels ownership of SPO, too. Pat feels – he's been my oldest friend in the wrestling business since I come back. I've known Pat longer than I've known Tommy Grayson. So Pat looks at Spo as like his backyard. Like he takes ownership, and he's confident in himself when he comes to Spo. And I've watched him grow as an athlete. Don't forget, he came in as a heel, and within one show, he was like our top baby face. How did that even happen so fast?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he trained
organically. Yeah. Organically.
But unfortunately for him, he ran into face. And you know, face
unlike anyone else, that. I said it before. I'll say it again. You can go to every independent wrestling show from here to the West Coast and meet every single person and watch every match, and you'll never meet another competitor like Feral Face. You're not going to. You're only going to see him at SPO Wrestling or at Wynn. That's it.
And the way he is in the ring is the same way he is out the ring. This guy is a psycho.
Intense is right.
Yep. Intense. It's a good champion, man. He took me to my limit like I've never been taken before. I got nothing but respect for him. And let's be honest, he could be on a romance cover novel tomorrow and sell the thing out.
And let's face it, Johnny, you got him at the right time. I don't think you can handle this face right here.
Maybe I created this face right here.
You ever think of it that way? No, you created a monster. And he was already a monster, but you unlocked something, Johnny. And well, I don't know if you can handle that right now, Johnny. To keep it real.
Well, I got to defend my belt eventually. So
eventually.
If it doesn't get taken away from me soon, I'm going to strip myself of the belt if I defend it soon.
Yeah, don't give him a chance because he's going to take all your titles.
Yeah, well, he's our heavyweight champ right now. So, but we'll see what happens, guys. We got a lot going on in the next few weeks. You got to stay tuned. We may have a big announcement in the next few days. We may try to get to the Eagles parade this weekend to show our support for the city of Philadelphia. We're super excited that they won the Super Bowl. This is banging. And Robbie, man, what do you got to say about the next few months coming up? We got a lot, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really awesome. Just keep supporting us the way you do, guys. That's our superpower. Our superpower is the faith that you have in us and the product that we're trying to give you. We're not trying to be like anything else that's out there. We're trying to just be different. And it's not just about the kids of Chester. It's about the kids of whatever town that you live in. If you're a kid in that town and you want to come to our casino, come to Chester and see what we do. This is family-friendly entertainment, but by family-friendly, we mean that mom and dad are going to enjoy it and the kids are going to enjoy it and everybody's going to laugh and have a good time and nobody's going to feel like something's been dumbed down or toned down for them. That's the thing. We bring hard-hitting action, dumpster matches, ladder matches, big bumps, you know, crazy spots, all that. But we try to wrap it up in a package where it's fun for a family to go to and have a good time. And the good news is, let's say wrestling isn't your thing, but your kids like it. Well, if you're a degenerate gambler, you're at a casino, so you're in a perfect spot.
1-800 gambler.
More, I dude, took the words out of my mouth. I stepped on my punchline.
Gambling, stop before you start. Call 1-800 gambler. But you're right about the dumpster match. Show. That was an awesome match too. We forgot to cover because we got so excited talking about other things.
Like the best way to explain going to an SPO show is there's a lot of people grabbing the person next to them and pointing at the ring and kind of cheering and laughing and kind of enjoying what happened together. That's really what our shows are like. It's kind of like it's a party. Yeah. It's a party and it's a bunch of people at a party that just love wrestling.
People love when you hit your big brother in the back of the head with a key. gets over every time, Berto.
How preposterous can we get with it? How ridiculous can we get with it?
Yeah. Next show is called Breaking the Fourth Wall. With SPO Wrestling. All right, Thomas, you want to tell us where you are this weekend before we end?
This weekend, my brother and I will be up in Worcester, Massachusetts at the Palladium for Juggalo Weekend, taping episodes of upcoming JCW Lunacy set to air on Psychopathic Records official YouTube. You can catch us there live.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Skills, you got anything coming up? Where can we find you online if we want to follow you?
Yeah, you can follow me. Everything Skills the Great. March 8th, I have an event. Wrestling Is Now Presents Wars in Brooklyn, New York. That's going to be off the hook. And I'm coming for gold here at SPO. I'm bringing the prospects in, and we're going to take over your tag team division, and there's nothing nobody can do about it. That's about it.
Well, how about you come on the week before your show and push it again, and we'll try to get you on even before then. You're pretty much welcome whenever, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we could definitely do that.
You got it. All right, Robbie. And we'll talk this week. We got to go meet with the mayor about some things and try to get some things going in Chester. Hopefully we'll have some big announcements coming soon. Check us out at Spo Wrestling on Instagram, and you will be up to date with all the latest stuff. Thank you, guys.
Go Birds.
God bless.
Peace.